Epstein Files and the Dodge's Unverified Transparency. The controversy over the release of the Epstein Files highlights an escalating conflict between congressional demands for transparency and the Department of Justice's control over critical evidence. Attorney General Pam Bondi claims that all Epstein-related records mandated by law have been released and that nothing was withheld to protect reputations, yet this assertion cannot be independently verified because there is no external audit, review, or mechanism for confirmation. Congress passed a bipartisan law requiring the full disclosure of the files, which detail the trafficking and abuse of underage girls and the network of powerful men connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Despite this, the public has received only about half of the Dodge's records, heavily redacted to shield high-profile names. The administration's actions, delayed releases, staged displays of non-substantive documents, public declarations that the case is closed, and Trump's dismissal of the matter as a political hoax have fostered widespread distrust. Even some Trump allies, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, have criticized his efforts to block disclosure, calling it a major political misstep. Journalists have hesitated to label the situation a cover-up because proving intent requires documents the DOJ alone possesses. This dynamic leaves reporters dependent on the very institution accused of withholding information, which can repeatedly cite procedure and privacy rules to justify redactions while avoiding full transparency. The pattern mirrors past administrations' tendencies to narrow access when reputational stakes are high, though unlike previous cases involving national security, no such justification exists here. The result is a cycle of partial compliance and public uncertainty, where official claims of transparency function as delay. The author argues that a cover-up need not be a formal conspiracy. It can operate through procedural maneuvers, strategic redactions, and the press's high evidentiary threshold. Without independent verification, the public is forced to rely solely on the government's word in a case rooted in secrecy, power, and abuse.